Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting second. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The left fielder, Paul O'Day. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting eighth. The catcher, Norm Schluter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Allie Reynolds. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Allie Reynolds. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting second. The right fielder, Eddie Carnett. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshott. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Vince Castano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. And now, play ball. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carnett. Rocco reaches second base with a double. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rocco moves to third. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano fires to third and picks off Rocco. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk strikes out. One out. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen hits a fly ball towards center. Hockett settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hockett. Hodgen moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball four. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball four. Hodgen moves to third. Tucker moves to second. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano strikes out. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter strikes out. One out. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Carnett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Schalk moves to second. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett strikes out. One out. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. O'Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 0 for 1 in the game. Schluter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Carnett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickshot hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Day hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes O'Day trying to get to third. Carnett throws the ball into Hodgen, who tags O'Day for the out. Boudreau moves to second. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Cullenbine moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullenbine. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels bunts in front of the plate. Schluter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses pinch hits for Vince Castano. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Trosky moves to third. Tucker moves to second. Guy Curtwright pinch hits for Orville Grove. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Trotsky scores. Tucker scores. Moses moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schalk is walked intentionally. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Carnett hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moses scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-3 in the game. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickshott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Tresh now catching. Gordon Malzberger now pitching. Jimmy Grant pinch hits for Norm Schluter. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgin juggles the ball. That's an error on Hodgin. Pat Seary pinch hits for Allie Reynolds. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary strikes out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hockett takes first base on ball 4. Grant moves to second. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Day hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Siski now catching. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodgin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett who is chasing the ball. Hodgin reaches third base with a triple. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Trotsky takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. O'Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hodgin scores. 1 out. It's 4-1, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Trotsky moves to second. Gordon Malzberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trotsky scores. Tresh moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schalk hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malzberger juggles the ball. That's an error on Malzberger. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-3 in the game. Peters is hit by the pitch. Boudreau moves to second. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.